Hello, my name is Chris from FIU. Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Good evening. My name is Chris from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or condominium? Excuse me?
Single-family.
Single-family. Thank you very much. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I think it was built in 89.
Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
And what would that be? Roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades,
or retail?
Impact windows. Another one that you would like to add?
AC units, both high efficiency. I think both of them are 18 SEER.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
42 years. How long have I lived in Florida? 42
How
years.
Many years have you been a permanent resident in Florida or Florida?
42 years,
thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5 hurricane?
Hurricane Andrew was a Category 4 or 5?
I am not sure, depending on your on what you recall. So should I add a Category 4 or Category 5?
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned it was Andrew?
Yes, Hurricane Andrew. I think Hurricane Andrew, was it a 4 or a 5?
I am not sure. So how should I?
But now, I'm a firefighter, and I'm also part of FEMA Task Force 2. So I get deployed to hurricanes all over the country.
Oh.
I've been to all of them, especially 3s and up. I've been deployed to every large hurricane on the East Coast for the last 7 years.
Okay. And how should I record your answer? Should I pick Category 3, 4, and 5?
All of them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, can you tell me the year or the name you mentioned that the Category 4 or Category 5 was Andrews?
Andrew 93?
92? What about a Category 4 hurricane? Do you remember their name or year?
The one that hit Fort Myers Beach, which was 2 years ago, that was, I think, impact was a Hurricane 5.
Hurricane 5. So, Andrews, are you going to categorize it as a Category 4?
I'll say 4, because I think it was a 5, but before it made landfall, it was downgraded to a 4.
Okay, thank you. Now, the Category 5, you said it was 2 years ago?
I think it was Hurricane Ian, the one that hit Fort Lauderdale on the West Coast.
And
that was a Category 5.
In 2022?
Right, and I also did Hurricane Michael, which was in Mexico Beach. That was a Category 5, and I think that was 2020.
Okay, so the next one was Michael, you said?
Right, Hurricane Michael that made landfall on Mexico Beach in Florida. On the panhandle of Florida, there's a small beach town called Mexico Beach. I was there the day right out. I was there a couple of hours after it made landfall.
And what about the Category 3?
Category 3 was... What did I hit the Category 3 at? The one that hit Louisiana.
And that was in what year?
and I want to say maybe 2019, maybe, around there.
2019, thank you. Now for a Category 2, do you remember the name or year?
No, dear, I don't.
Okay, that's fine then. Let me just add it over here. Just a moment. And the category, that was 2019, category 3 you mentioned?
Right. Here, you got me for about 5 more minutes that I'm taking my kids to basketball practice.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. I was in high school, and that was during Hurricane Andrew. No, I was in middle school. That was Hurricane Andrew.
And an estimated in dollars?
Maybe 35,000.
35,000. Thank you. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind and breaking your windows? Damage.
It was a broken window, small roof leak, damaged fence. All of it came down.
Damage fence. What about ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Yes, we had a tree fall on a car.
Okay. Tree falling on a house. Thank you.
Not on the house. Tree fell on a car. It was parked. It was my car. Okay. It was parked at the house.
Okay. Tree falling on a car. Thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I mean, a hurricane, if it's a tornado, there's not much you can do. A tornado is going to destroy your house, I think, even worse than, faster than a hurricane.
And so do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I feel vulnerable to a hurricane, as long as if it's a tornado hurricane, you're going to be vulnerable to it. I don't care what you do to your house. I had impact windows and all that stuff, but I would say if a hurricane comes or a tornado, I feel vulnerable.
So how should I record your answer? Extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable.
Yeah, vulnerable.
Extremely, somewhat.
But you're asking me what, any hurricane or a specific category, like a 4 and up, a 3 and up, or what?
Well, the question is in general, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable?
Flooding, not at all. I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't worry about flooding because we're very far inland. Unless it's a category 4 and above, I don't feel vulnerable at all. I would say slight, maybe. There. As a general, slightly vulnerable.
Somewhat, then?
Somewhat. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative, friend in other area. I would not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
I would bring in whatever I have outside, inside, as far as like around my pool, like patio chairs and stuff like that. I bring it inside. You said if it was a serious hurricane that was coming towards my house?
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I would move stuff that's outside inside. I would secure everything loose on the outside of the house inside. And I would, if it's serious, I would move my family somewhere else temporarily until the hurricane passes.
Thank you very much. Now, when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued or hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
No, I would definitely plan out about five days in advance.
So when a hurricane warning is issued, or?
Sure, hurricane warning.
Hurricane warning. Thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain that we have the right information.
Thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources or other than social media, yes or no?
No, local news.
We're getting there. Radio, yes or no?
Yes, radio.
TV?
Not social media. TV, yes.
And newspapers or print media?
No. Sure.
Friends and family?
Not really. I'd go straight to a credible source.
Social media. WhatsApp?
Nope.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now or when a hurricane's coming?
Right now.
With no hurricane?
Yes, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, would you rate your household? 3, thank
three,
you.
Four,
and
four,
have
yeah.
any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of insurance, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, or transportation costs?
Insurance. And cost of food, or just cost of living, the inflation,
okay.
I guess you would say. But definitely insurance is very high here. I think I'm paying about $12,000 a year in insurance.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I know that we do come up as a flood zone, but I've never been flooded through all the hurricanes that have been here. Like I said, I'm very far inland.
And what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I have no idea. No.
A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
Low risk.
Low risk, thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if
about 3 days before.
3 days before. Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Another location within the state.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated fine. No idea?
It's a percentage of the total damage.
A percentage, and that would be in dollars? Do you know how much?
I don't know.
Okay,
no,
that's fine. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I can come up. Certain?
Very confident, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
It never decreases. It always goes up.
And do you think it is somewhat increased or significantly increased?
Significantly increased.
Thank you. What about in 1 to 3 years?
Significantly increased.
3 to 5 years?
Significant.
And 5 to 10 years?
Significant.
Thank you very much. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible. I'm sorry?
Change insurance providers? Yes, change insurance providers.
Thank you. And if you could insure your... Thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of a replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I would keep it at 100%.
At 100%. Thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state or another county within Florida?
As of right now, another county. In a couple of years, in another state.
And how should I, because we do have them in different categories, how should I record your answer?
Another county.
Another county within Florida? Or
yep.
Within, okay, thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? I'm sorry.
Yes. Not canceling it. I would drop it. I would drop it to about maybe 70%.
Thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Is it federal government, state government, local government?
Federal.
Thank you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where high is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5 being the highest, you said?
5 being the highest, yes.
3 or 4? 4.
A 4. And the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5, high being 5 being the highest?
4. Dear, I gotta go, baby.
Oh, or is there another time that we can call you back to finish the survey?
How many more questions do you have left?
Oh, we still have a few more to go. We're at 63%. We're about to finish.
No, dear, I'm at basketball practice, so I gotta put time with my boys.
All right.
Tomorrow same time.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll try to call you back then.
All right. Thank you.
Oh my God. Let's schedule a callback.